I think we have all at some point wondered, God, do you see me? Do you see what I'm going through? Do you care what I'm going through? And so many times he just feels quiet. And I think that's when we start to question our own relationship with him. Maybe I'm not doing something right. Maybe I could be doing something better. You know, you're always trying to maybe perform to quote unquote feel his presence. Because if we don't feel it, then we don't believe that he's there, or sometimes that he's with us. Because even though we have the promise that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, our flesh instantly wants to go, but it feels like he has. So today, I just want to know, when God feels silent to you, do you wonder? Do you think he cares? Today, we're going to talk about Mark 4, 35 through 41. And I'm going to break this down a little bit and just give you that clinical perspective, of course, but also that spiritual, emotional, and just leave you with some encouragement as you move forward, because we are not promised that we are not going to feel pain in this world. It is clear that suffering will come and be a part of their lives. In Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time for everything. So that means that there's going to be pain. And so let's dive into this. And before you hit fast forward, because you just want to get to the meat of the episode, I totally get that. But before you go, it is my birthday month, and I just want you to know that it's 38% off this month only for my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. And this is a self-paced course to help you overcome negative thought patterns and learn emotional regulation. This is important to me. A lot of my one-on-one coaching clients is, you know, this question of how do I overcome these negative thoughts? How do I begin to have somewhat control over my emotions, or how do I not feel so much pain all the time? And then to get out of that, it's like, well, how do I renew my mind? What does that even mean? How do I take my thoughts captive? And these are things that I talk about inside of the course. And right now I am still updating it. I have been loving the process of updating it. And so the good news is that when you purchase this self-paced course, you get lifetime access. So that means that you get all the updates, and anytime that I redo lessons and homework and things like that. But this is really about getting to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, and God. And so therefore, I just want you to think about living with less stress and anxiety-filled days and free from the weight of overwhelming negative thoughts. Again, head to the show notes, click on the link, and get your birthday sale for 38% off this month only. All right, now let's get to the meat of this episode. I have to say that for me personally, this year has been an extreme year of growth and tension and hard and holy. I would even say the last 2 years, I have just experienced so much loss. I lost a full-time income last year, a business that I was with for 14 years. I lost my mom last year after we were reunited after being estranged for 14 years. And then, you know, we had our pastors that we had found so much healing with. They kind of retired. And then now we're just going through so much. And then in my own healing, just healing journey of complex PTSD and complex trauma and things like that, it's a lot. It is a lot of loss when you're working through change and growth and where God has you, right? And there have been many times where it is like picking, I have my Bible right in front of me. So if you hear pages, that's my Bible. To pick up a Bible and to just read sometimes. And I don't always feel like reading, but I desire the relationship, even if I don't feel it. So I just want to encourage you, because we're going to be talking about, God, do you see me today? Just wrestling with God when it feels like things are sometimes silent, and oftentimes it's us. And sometimes when we think about Jesus calming the storm, we can see his own comfort. Okay, let me just read this passage of scripture. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this? And even the wind and the sea obey him." Last night, I actually discussed this with my women's group. And we kind of dove into particular pieces of this scripture. And one of them, what I had noticed in my own reading was one that's just, it's an invitation. Jesus invites his disciples into the boat. Okay. Now some of his disciples are experienced fishermen. We don't read about them seeing a storm coming in the distance. They probably would know, like, hey, there's a big storm coming. It's not going to be wise to go on this boat. So they're just getting on this boat. Jesus invites them, you know, onto this boat. And the promise is right in the beginning. He says, "Let us go across to the other side." The promise is already there before the storm hits. So let me relate this to you for just a minute. Jesus promises us that he is with us in the storm. And the promise is the same for us. Let us go across to the other side. He's saying, in your suffering, he is going to get you to the other side. And I want you to think about for a moment on your past pain and suffering and where you are now. If he got you through those, he's going to get you through this. When evening had come, and I like this because when you look up what that means and you're doing commentary on it, when evening had come, this could mean between about 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And I don't really know the season that it's in or the day or anything like that, but 6 and 9 p.m. So that can mean it's after sunset, right? And it's probably going to start getting dark. So they're now on a boat at dark. Now, it's saying that on that day, so it's not saying that during the day, it's already saying the day has passed when evening had come. So it's dark. How often is it dark in our lives and it feels like the storm is coming, we can't see it, and it's here crashing up against us. So here are these disciples and Jesus, they're getting on a boat, evening has come, the sun is setting, it's getting dark. He's saying, "Let's go across to the other side." These are experienced fishermen, and then a storm breaks out. Now, Mark's translation, his gospel, I'm pretty sure is the only one that said, "And other boats were with him." Don't quote me on that. But when I was reading this, I found it fascinating because it wasn't just him and his disciples. Like, there was this group of people, other boats. So it was their boat that they were on. And then these other boats, it doesn't say how many, but I'm assuming plural because it says boats, were with him. So they see this witnessing of this miracle of Jesus, basically creation obeying Jesus. And the boat had started filling. And Jesus is calm. He's steady. He's not worried about getting to the other side. But these experienced fishermen were assuming in the dark, right? The storm, they don't know how big the storm is, but what they can see is right in front of them in the water filling in the boat. That's what they can see. Maybe they can see, now I didn't do too much of a deep dive of as far as shore to shore or how far they were from the other side. But still, when it's dark, it's easy to get that fear. It's easy for fear to consume us. And the storm was causing the disciples to panic. And there is Jesus, his comfort. He's there physically with them. And it feels like there's silence. It almost can feel like abandonment. Like, "God, do you care?" Like, they even say, like, "Do you care? Do you care that we're perishing?" And how many times have we said that? Like, "God, do you care? God, do you see me?" And Jesus he's there, but he's asleep. And sometimes I think, even though he's there, he is silent. Maybe he's not asleep. It's not, that doesn't mean he's ignorant, but he knows that you're going to get to the other side. And it, he says, why are you so afraid? And we can see just his quiet presence and his promise of spiritual safety and emotional safety, but he didn't promise they wouldn't like experience things on the boat. He never said, hey, by the way, there's a storm coming and I don't want you to fear it because I'm going to calm the sea. He just tells the disciples, get into the boat. And I think I want you to study this passage on your own because so much can come from this. Because sometimes when it feels like abandonment, the truth is that Jesus is present even when he's quiet. The truth is that Jesus cares deeply even when it feels like it's his indifference. The truth is, silence can be an invitation to trust, not proof of his anger, which can feel like punishment. So when we look at this from a physiological perspective, that clinical perspective, when we feel unseen, our nervous system reacts like danger is near. And sometimes when we think that God is silent, since we equate him, God, and his character to the way people treat us on earth, we think that his quote-unquote silence is rejection or neglect. And that's just really our old wounds that are triggered by it. And that's why sometimes God's silence feels louder than his presence, because of pain. And naming that can help you really see that you're not weak in faith, but also that you're human. So this week, I just want you to pause and name one place that you feel like God is silent right now. And I just want you to pray, Lord, help me trust that even if I can't hear you, you are still in the boat with me. Or you could even pray, Lord, if my ear is turned away from you because it's not the answer I'm expecting, help me to hear you and see you. And if you're a journaler out there, these are for all my journalers, I want you to journal. Silence feels like blank, but the truth is blank. You fill in those. Silence feels like, but the truth is. So again, silence does not mean absence. We see this, I mean, literally in this passage. Jesus was not up and about talking to people. He was asleep, probably from a long day of, you know, ministering and healing. Since he was fully God and fully man, he rested and he slept. Jesus's presence in the storm proves that he cares, even when, again, it seems like he's quiet. Emotional reactions are real, but truth anchors us deeper. So it was real that they were saying, do you care? They're feeling this fear of their safety is physically threatened. That's the way God created our bodies. You see a bear, you need to run, right? You see somebody coming down an alley that feels uncomfortable, you feel like you need to get out of there. You see a boat filling with water in the middle of this place and you start to fear. But it's how are we spiraling in that fear? Are we reacting in that fear? Or are we recognizing the bigger T truth here in the fear? So if you're in a season where God feels silent, you don't have to untangle those thoughts and emotions alone. This is exactly what I walk through with women in my coaching and also in my self-paced course, depending on what you need right now. And it's about learning to hear his voice again and to feel safe with him, even in the waiting. So again, pray, invite, and journal this week. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.